It's not often that you hear the words academic and comedian in the same breath. I'm not talking about Hayden. I'm talking about Jonathan Falconer. He's a rare combination. He's a pharmacology lecturer at Otago University and a stand-up comedian taking on psychedelic drugs in a unique show called The Science of Getting High. Kia ora, good evening, Jonathan.
Kia ora, thanks so much for having me on. I'll just clarify, I'm a teaching fellow, not a pharmacology lecturer.
Okay, is there a difference?
I know. Yeah, basically lecturers get paid more.
Right. Okay. Righto, The Science of Getting High. You just got to explain where the genesis of this was.
Yeah, well, I guess there were a couple main genesis. The first one was I give lectures on pharmacology, and I'm also a stand-up comedian, and I thought if I'm a mediocre lecturer and a mediocre comedian, if I combine them, maybe I could get something great. And the other genesis was, it has always kind of bothered me that, psychedelic drugs, cannabis, have been illegal when they're less harmful by most scientific metrics than alcohol. So that also has kind of been an inspiration for doing the show. So I guess those two things.
Okay, so the two things have gelled together, lecturing and drugs. Have you done them? Well, no, actually, lecturing and drugs, three things, and comedy. So
I haven't lectured on drugs. No, I'm not sure how that would go. I would assume not incredibly well, but as a scientist, I guess I won't rule it out and say it would never happen. But
so what's in the show? You have to give us a few jokes. Maybe you could just do a bit of the show for us. No, you can't freeze like that. You're bombed completely.
I know. All right. Well, you were talking about Voices for Freedom, which they're primarily anti-vax, right, on the segment before?
Yes. Yes, yeah, we were,
so,
yep.
So I did get vaccinated, not because I was worried about the virus or because I felt, a need to protect public health, just because I do a lot of hiking in the New Zealand wilderness. And the idea of being able to be tracked by the government in case I got lost seemed like a really good safety net.
Try GPS. Right. So how long is your show?
The show, it's been running between 60 minutes and 80 minutes, depending on how much the audience likes me.
Right, fair enough. That you could be off quickly. So it covers everything from dopamine, I believe, to how the use of psychedelics is therapeutic drugs. So there's a serious side to it.
Yeah, I think it's probably 70% jokes, 30% science, with some, like basically a lecture with some jokes mixed in. I talk about how dopamine works in the brain largely because dopamine is kind of a surprise neurotransmitter. So if you get a positive, unexpected reward, you get a release of dopamine. So in the show, I tell people, I intentionally tell jokes that aren't funny because if everything that I said was good, I'd be priming everybody to expect things to be good. So you wouldn't get as much of a dopamine response.
Right, because it's the expectation, isn't it?
Exactly.
With the dopamine. Yeah.
You gotta lower expectations.
All right. Well, that works for you. It doesn't work so well for them, though. So do you think there's a disconnect between the law and drug use?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think, I guess I can't say, science is never certain, right? But all of the evidence we have now suggests that alcohol is more harmful than certainly cannabis and psychedelic drugs.
And do you make jokes about that?
That's kind of more of the serious part of the show, but a few. I mean, I talk about psychedelic drug experiences that I've had that are, some are kind of good, some are neutral. I mean, I think there's definitely a risk with psychedelic drug use, but in general, like the risk of dependence for alcohol, people who drink at least one drink, something like 15 to 20% of them go on to develop alcohol use disorder, whereas with psychedelic drugs, only 5% of people that use psychedelic drugs will become dependent. So that's just one example of kind of a big difference in harm risk.
Yeah, so Jonathan, has there been any criticism about the show's subject and content?
There hasn't been, or at least I haven't heard it.
Just those boos, eh?
The people who come to the show, I think, are quite receptive. I don't think people that kind of hate drugs are coming to the show, really. It's been, I've actually absolutely loved the audiences. It's been a pretty eclectic mix of stoners, drug users, doctors, neuroscientists, psychologists. So I've kind of had, and some of the shows are really fun just because of the mix of people I have in the crowd. And I try and interact with the audience and talk to them about what they know. And it's pretty fun.
Yeah, so how would you describe your comedy style?
I'd say it's very hard to kind of describe your own thing. I mean,
akin to kind of like going to a show by...
Say that again?
Well, is it like akin to or kind of like going to a show by ... You know, somebody that you're similar in style to, but I don't think I know... Well, a lot of comedians talk about drug use, though, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, I guess so. Shane Moss is a comedian who is an incredibly well-known, but he has a documentary where he used ayahuasca to try and treat bipolar and kind of had a doc and it ended up actually not going well. But he kind of talks about psychedelic drugs a lot during his act, but not he's not a scientist, so he doesn't really have the scientific perspective, but he did a tour. I forget what it was called, but he was blending, like, you know, psychedelic drug use and comedy.
What's the response?
And I think our style, we do have a little bit of a similar style.
What's the response been like to the show? You get good feedback?
Yeah, it's generally been really good. I think I've kind of been playing with it a lot because I don't want to make the science so complicated that the average person gets lost and stops paying attention. And I don't want to make it so basic that, you know, the doctors and the neuroscientists are bored. So I kind of try and find a balance to where it's engaging enough to keep it going and then keeping the science funny enough so that people can stay focused, because you can't really listen to a science lecture for more than about 15, 20 minutes before you start to drift off into space.
Good. It's a unique concept. So when's your next gig?
Hokitika, tomorrow night.
Wow, Hokitika.
No town is too small is my slogan.
What's the name of the show?
Science of Getting High.
Oh, yes, it is. Of course, I said that myself. I forgot. I must have drifted off while you were talking.
Hey, you know, as a lecturer, I'm used to it. You know, I can't be engaging all the time.
No, I love Hokitika. You're going to have a great time there. And then on the weekend...
1% of the population is has booked tickets, so that's pretty good.
That's how many?
It's 28 people.
Come on, Hokitika, make it 50. Fantastic. Have a great gig, Jonathan, and good to chat with you.
Thanks so much. Likewise, I appreciate it.
That's The Science of Getting High is the name of Jonathan's show, Jonathan Faulkner, and he's on in Hokitika tomorrow night, Saturday, Sunday in Wanaka.